The United States had already qualified for the 2010 World Cup in South Africa with a 3-2 victory over Honduras. At stake for the United States in the final qualifying game was first place. Costa Rica needed a win to take the last of three automatic qualifying berths. The Central Americans roared to a 2-0 lead in the first half, soaked by light, cold rain. Brian Ruiz scored twice within a three-minute span, netting his first goal in the 21st minute. U.S. coach Bob Bradley had a simple message for his team at halftime.
The biggest thing I was unhappy with was just at times we just weren't playing the ball fast enough. And I got on the team for that. And the fact that you need to play the ball quicker, you need to push the game harder. And making sure that we understood that we came here to win the game and win the group.
But the United States did not completely respond until Michael Bradley scored in the 72nd minute. The crowd of more than 26,000 fans erupted with chants of USA. The pace of the Americans visibly increased on the field, but precious time kept slipping by. Virtually all of 5 minutes of stoppage time had expired when Jonathan Bornstein stunned Costa Rica with a header off a last chance corner kick.
I don't usually go up for corner kicks. Usually I stay in the back, but I, you know, for that one I was like, I'm getting in there. This is like last shot effort. So you know, I put in a good ball and I found myself wide open. No one marked me. Kind of snuck in there and ball just fell in my head and put it away.
The final whistle blew seconds after his score to push the United States 1 point ahead of Mexico, which was stunned by a 2-2 draw at last place Trinidad and Tobago. Elsewhere, Honduras beat El Salvador 1-0 and qualified for the World Cup for the first time since 1982. Honduras finished ahead of Costa Rica on goal difference. As the CONCACAF region's fourth place team, Costa Rica still has a chance to reach the World Cup, but the team faces a two-match playoff against fifth place South American finisher Uruguay next month. At the end of Wednesday's match, U.S. players held up a banner with the number 9 of teammate Charlie Davies, who was seriously injured in a car crash Tuesday and is unlikely to play in next year's World Cup. In Washington, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.